This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I know that you're probably a very busy person, but each of us needs to take time to meditate about the Word of God. I just want to plead with you today to take a few minutes out of that busy day of yours and think about God and His Word for just a few moments. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalms chapter 1 that the righteous man meditates on the law of God day and night. Now, for the past several days, we've been studying with you about things you should treasure. I base this study upon Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, where among many other important things, Paul says that he is praying to them to the end that they may learn to approve the things that are excellent. Now, that simply means that he is praying to the end that they may value that which is of value, that they may treasure that which is of real treasure. Each of us ought to treasure the things that should be treasured. You ought, for instance, to treasure your life, its significance, and its possible greatness. You ought to treasure your mind, its power to think, your freedom of will, the power you have to be happy, to be great. You ought to treasure your body to keep it pure from fornication and from misuse, to use it sexually only in a God-approved marriage. You ought to treasure your neighbor, to love your fellow man, no matter from what nation he has come, even if he is a terrible sinner. Love him and wish him to be saved, to wish good to all men, to do good unto all men, to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. You ought to treasure your family, to love them, to be kind to them, to speak to them in the way you ought. Children ought to be obedient to parents, to honor and respect them. You ought to treasure your conscience, recognizing always that you have a great responsibility to do that which you yourself are convinced is right, and not let someone else be your conscience. You ought to treasure Christ's church, to love His truth and to obey it, to realize that Christ purchased the church with His own blood, that it is the body of saved people, that there is no such thing, according to Bible teaching, as one becoming a Christian or being born again and then later on joining the church. The very same acts of obedience which bring us into Christ bring us into salvation and into the church. When the Bible refers to the church, it refers to the body of saved people. The church does not save us, to be sure. We are saved by Christ. But what does Christ save? Whom does He save? The Bible teaches He is the Savior of the body. He is not anyone's personal Savior in the sense that He saves anyone outside of His body. He is the Savior of the body. He bought the church with His blood, and you cannot be saved without His blood. I plead with you to treasure the blood of Christ in the realization that you cannot be saved without it. All of us are sinners. We all stand in need of the grace, of the mercy and compassion of God. And God has offered us a way out of our sin. He's offered us a way out of what we deserve because of our sin. And what do we deserve because of sin? Paul makes clear in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that we all deserve death, that is, eternal separation from God forever, lost in the devil's hell. Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, and Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Those who live and die in sin deserve justly sin. And if each one of us got what we deserve, we'd all be lost. But by the grace of God, we can be saved by the blood of Christ. The blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. Your own blood cannot take away sin. The blood of other human beings cannot take away sin. But only the blood of Christ. But what does Christ save with His blood? He saves the body. He saves the church. He purchased the church with His own blood, Acts chapter 20, verse 28. He is the Savior of the body, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. All who are reconciled unto God are reconciled unto Him in His church, that is, the one body of Christ. My friends, it's been good to be with you today and to study with you these lessons, things you should treasure. I hope you'll be back with us next time. But until then, may God bless and keep you is my earnest and sincere prayer.